I told him how badly I wanted to feel the warmth of his body. How I wanted to feel his hands wandering over every single inch of my body as if he was trying to leave his traces imprinted on me. How I wanted to feel his lips on mine while he whispers the things he wants to do to me, letting his lips brand me as all his, because I really do belong to him. All of me belongs to him. Oh, how I wanted him to keep his eyes on me as he whispers how he wants to have his way with me. Oh. And for him to see my lips parting in a gasp. And my teeth grinding on my lips harshly over all the pent-up frustration I had for him. I told him how badly I wanted to get down on my knees. How I wanted him to thrust his cock into my mouth. How I wanted him to hold my head and let me feel him down my throat. How I wanted him to see the tears brimming on the corners of my eyes. My makeup smeared as I bobbed my head up and down his cock, his beautiful cock. How I wanted to hear him encourage me to take more, to take just a little bit more, to slowly push my head down as I stared up into his eyes, full of nothing but lust. How I wanted to hear him call me his dirty girl as I took more of his cock in my mouth. I wanted to tell him how pretty I felt with my mouth full of his cock, while he stroked and caressed my cheek with his beautiful hands. And that would be enough for me to become a moaning, whimpering, begging mess. I told him I wanted to hear his muffled moans as he buried his face in between my thighs, feeling his tongue licking and sucking on my clit that begged for his attention. I could already feel the buzzing sensation I'd feel the more he sucked. Hearing those sounds, they'd leave me moaning endlessly. How I wanted him to hold onto my hands with his, to lock my fingers with his. How I wanted him to see my back arching because of him, because of his tongue. His talented tongue. I wanted him to hear my moans, curses that were all because of him, and how good he was. How I wanted to rest my leg on his shoulder and feel his hand around my thigh. I told him how badly I wanted to let him hold me down, hands above my head, while he held my wrists together. How I want him to look into my eyes. How I wanted him to see my lips parting every time he took a moan from me. How I wanted it rough. I wanted to see his face as I begged him to grab my hair, to feel him. No, for him to fill me up with more than just his cock. I wanted to hear his grunts and moans every time his hips slammed into mine. How sometimes I wanted to hear nothing but the silence between us, just to listen to his groans. That became louder every second. How I wanted to hear him call me his good girl. His good girl for taking every inch of him that I could. And how he was going to reward me with his cum and shower me with kisses and praise. Afterwards, I told him how badly I wanted to ride his cock, like my life depended on it, as if it was the only thing in the world I wanted to do ever. How I wanted to bounce on top of him while he watched me, grip onto his shoulders as I rocked my hips back and forth. I wanted him to take hold of my hips and squeeze me and guide me while I rode him. Oh, I wanted him to lean up and look at me while he latched onto my hard nipples. How I wanted to whisper into his ear how good he felt inside me, how full I felt because of him, and how I wanted to ride him all night long. I wanted to whisper into his ear and tell him how I could never get enough of him. I told him all about it, and a smirk crossed his lips.